an old-time string band from Durham, North Carolina. Their repertoire is based on the traditional music of the Piedmont region of North and South Carolina. Their song, Daughter's Lament, was featured on the Hunger Games soundtrack, and their 2010 album, Genuine Negro Jig, won a Grammy Award. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the Carolina Chocolate Drops.
So happy to be here, and we're the Carolina Chocolate Drops, and we're gonna play y'all some tunes. We're gonna have some special guests. It's gonna be a fun time. Now, this next song, we are gonna invite you to sing along with us. We did this one earlier, so if there's anybody caught our earlier set, you are our ringers. It's a very simple tune called Sandy Boys, and it goes like this. Hey, hey, Sandy Boys. All right, that's pretty good. That's all there is to it. So we'll play it, and you just sing along with us. And we can't see you, so all we can do is hear you. So you got to give us as much sound as you can so we can hear what's going on out there. That's right. Because the kind of music we do, the better it is, the more that we can all do it together. Because so much of it started off as community-style music, music that was done all together and not people on stage to people sitting in front of the stage, everybody together. So we're gonna make ourselves this community to do this music together. So y'all can help us out on this one by singing along, and it's called Sandy Boys.
Oh,
That was good. Keep it up. All right. How many of y'all out there still live in your hometown that you grew up in? It's a fair amount of y'all. Well, I grew up in North Carolina. I still live in the town that I was born in, and all my family's there. And the more we travel, the more I realize how much of a North Carolinian I am. That's just the way it is. And so most of the music that we do is traditional, but this is one that I was really feeling it. The more that we travel, just kind of really feeling how much of a Southerner and country woman I am based on my upbringing. So lots of good food and running outside and stuff like that. My grandma made dandelion wine. Great grandfather was a rum runner. The weather's a little hard on the instruments up here, so we'll make sure we tune them so they sound good for y'all. Thank you. Well, we'd like to invite a very special guest up here. You want to do it, hubby?
A long time ago, I used to busk all the time in the city streets. You're probably wondering, who the heck is that guy? My name's Hubby Jenkins. I don't worry about it. But there's a song I used to busk all the time. And I was talking to my good friend, Dell, and he's like, oh, I know that song. And we thought maybe we'd have him come up with us and sing a tune with us. Y'all can do better than that. That's shameful. So we're going to do a song that's near and dear to us, entitled, I Saw the Light. So I'm glad you guys don't mind. We're just going to go to church just for a second. It's not, Sunday yet. Don't fight it. We're going to feel it.
What do you think of the choking drops, huh? Well, we had them up at Delfest one time, but I'll tell you what, we played together out in Seattle just a week ago, didn't we? That was fun. Well, this is an old song Hank Williams wrote, and it's entitled, I Saw the Light. I wandered so aimless, my fill was sin. I wouldn't let my dear Savior in. Then Jesus came like a stranger in the night. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. I saw the light. I saw the light. No more darkness, no more night. Now I'm so happy, no sorrow inside.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Y'all know who he is. Dale McCoy. Woo, that was awesome. I can leave now. I can die. I'm not gonna though. All right, now we're gonna invite another guest out. We've got a wonderful dancer with us named Emily Olson from the Goodfoot Dance Company, and she's gonna show you a little bit of flat footing.
This is a song entitled, oh, that song. All right, that's a different song. This song's called Rabbit in the Pea Patch. Learned from a man named Uncle Dave Macon. Yeah, he was one of the early stars of the Grand Ole Opry, which means opera, if you guys don't know.
So we're going to do now another Hank Williams song. This is a more of a heartbreak song, though. This is a song called Please Don't Let Me Love You. I have a feeling we've all been there at some point in our lives. You know you're doing something you shouldn't be doing, and you do it anyway. Like loving somebody who's not suitable. How y'all doing out there? Yay! So we've been on the road for a little bit. This is the last show for us. Great way to end a tour. Let me get a little break. So, couldn't do much better than this. Stay away from my please don't let me love you, for I know you break my Thank you so much.
This is a song entitled When I Was a Cowboy. See, you gotta understand that there were a lot of black cowboys. There were a lot of Mexican cowboys. They didn't all look like John Wayne. This song goes out to them. Now I'm just a simple Brooklyn boy, so the first time I saw a black cowboy, he was going around in circles in Prospect Park. You know what I'm talking about. Just like a shower, a cow, you can, a cow, you can, yeah.
all in, you see, for a man on the outskirts of town. And they made the horses drunk, they'd made the 45s drunk, and they were all drinking and all the boys got drunk. And all around that man's house, those horses was a-walking, those 45s was a-talking. And they were sending their best regards to the man inside that house, singing, "Your house catches fire, there ain't no water around. Your house catches fire, there ain't no water around. Throw your jelly right out the window, let the goddamn house burn down. From a cow-cow, you can, from a cow-cow, you can, yeah. Yep. Hill. Oh, the hardest battle was ever on Bunker's Hill. When me and a bunch of cowboys run in old Buffalo Bill. Come a cow-cow, you can, come a cow-cow, you can, yeah. So come on, all you cowboys, and don't you want to go. Come on, all you cowboys, and don't you want to go. Spend a summer pleasant on the trail of the buffalo. Come a cow-cow, you can, come a cow-cow, you can, yeah.
So much. Hubby and I are going to do a song now. We learned from a recording of a woman named Odetta. If you don't know who she is, you should check her out. She was a really amazing singer, and she inspired a lot of people in the folk movement during the 60s. And this is a work song called Waterboy that she used to do. And she was a really good guitar player, man. She was a great guitar player. I am not a great guitar player, or even a good one. So it'll take two of us to equal one of her, but I think that's about right. She was pretty amazing. So this is called Waterboy. We got to do this last year as part of a show that was recorded for a documentary on Showtime called Another Day, Another Time. It was a really, really neat evening. Pretty amazing, life-changing experience. Got to jam with Joan Baez at the after party. That was pretty awesome.
Waterboy, where are you hiding? If you don't come right here, I'm gonna tell you upon you. There ain't no on this mountain that ring like mine, boy, that ring like mine. I'm gonna bust this road, boy, from here to Macon, all the way to the jail, boy. All the way to the jail. You jack of diamonds, you jack of diamonds. I know you of old, boy. I know you of old. You done robbed my bargain. You done rob my pockets of silver and gold, boy, of silver and gold. What a boy, where are you hiding? If you don't no hammer bets on a dismounting. That ring like mine, boy. That ring like mine. I'm gonna whoop this rock ball from here to Macon. All the way to the jail, boy. All the way to the jail. Whoa. Come right here. If you don't come right here, I'm gonna tell your boy. Thank you. Not maybe when I would have chosen the balloons, but hey, you know, it all works out. We're going to do you an old-time tune now. Don't get trouble in your mind. I'm not going to get trouble in my mind. Y'all don't get trouble in your mind. And if you'd sing it with us, that would be great. Y'all ready to do some singing? Goes like this. Don't get trouble in your mind. 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 You got it. Now, I might go a little faster than that. I don't know. You'll find out.
Something in mind.
Thank you. All right, we're going to invite Emily back out here. She does a lot of different kind of dance styles, which works so good with what we do because we do a lot of different stuff. So we're going to do a song where she's going to be able to do a little bit of Charleston for y'all.
This song is entitled Sweet Sue. It's a song I learned from a man named Fats Waller. It's gonna be the most jazziest song you've ever heard. Don't fight it.
Song called Ruby. Now, this is a tune that has been played a lot in bluegrass groups, but it's actually a Clawhammer banjo player named Cousin Emmy from Kentucky who wrote it. It's called Ruby, Are You Mad at Your Man? And having a few technical difficulties up here. I don't know if you've ever imagined ballet to our music. I hadn't really, but this pretty famous choreographer and ballet named Twyla Tharp choreographed to 5 of our songs, and 2 members of the New York City Ballet danced this dance. It was pretty crazy, and it was really, really, it was an amazing experience to play for ballet dancers playing this kind of music. And this is one of the pieces that she chose, and it's hard for me not to see them in my mind's eye when we play this tune.
I don't know what I can do.
Thank you.
How you doing? My name is Hubby Jenkins. It's great to be here again. If I've never been here before, it's great to be back. This is a song that I started playing ever since my therapist stopped calling me back. It's entitled Buck Creek Girls. Good friend Malcolm Parsons on cello and Rowan Corbin of Bones are going to be joining me.
Yeah, that's right.
Music that you do, you read a lot of history. At least we do anyway, because so much of it is surrounded by the history, and it's just so important. And so I've been reading a lot about the Civil War, and it's really depressing, but that's to be expected. But some of the stories that caught me the most were the stories of the slaves during the Civil War, because they're often not given a voice when we talk about the Civil War. So I read a book about that took the narratives, slave narratives, and put it in the context of the war. So you really got an idea of a lot of people's experiences during this time. So a couple of songs came out of that. And so this is one of them, sort of synthesizing some of those experiences. And a lot of times when the Union Army would come down and liberate a plantation and then they'd go to winter in Tennessee, a lot of times slaves would follow them, you know, because they didn't know what else to do. And so this is kind of a song about that. It's called Come Love Come.
The way is long and hard, I know. Come, love, come, the road lies free. I'll wait for you in Tennessee. Come, love, come, the road lies low. The way rest of our lives. And on Saturday nights, we were man and wife. Come love, come, the road lies low. The way is long and hard, I know. Come love, come, the road lies free. I'll wait for you in Tennessee. When I was 18, bugles called and boys in blue came over the wall. I took my chance and followed free. They led the way to Tennessee. Come love, come, the road lies low. The way is long and hard, I know. Come love, come, the road lies free. I'll wait for you in Tennessee. In a tiny shack with 13 others at my back. I've sent you word, so all I can do is wait and wait and wait and wait and wait and wait for you.
Done for a long time. That is a lot of people's favorite song, and it's one of our favorite songs. When I first learned it many years ago from the Roan Mountain Hilltoppers out of Roan Mountain, Tennessee, it was an immediate, I gotta learn that song, I gotta sing that song, and I'm never gonna stop singing that song. And now we do it because it's awesome. This is a song about life and love. Food.
Thank you.
goes against the Bible. Necktie will make you die and cause you lots of trouble. Street cars and whiskey bars and kiss pretty women. Women, yeah, that's the end of a terrible beginner.
All bread and butter beans and you across the table. Eating them beans and making love as long as I am able. Pouring corn and cotton too, and when the day's over, ride the mule and cut the fool and love again all over.
Can't read and don't care, and education's awful. Raising heck and writing checks, it all feels awful. Sell clothes and really clothes, it's just a waste of money. Come with me and stay with me and
say you'll be my home.
Cornbread, butter beans, and you across the table. Eating them beans and making love as long as I am able. Hoeing corn and cotton too, and when the day is over, ride the mule and cut the fool and love again all over.
So this is a little bit of mouth music for you. This is called Poorstabiel. It's Scots Gaelic, which is what they speak in the Highlands and Islands of Scotland. It's a large settlement of Scots Gaelic speakers in North Carolina in the 1700s. And it's a really beautiful culture and a beautiful music, and it's nice to be able to show it to you. So this is a little bit of mouth music for you.
We love you too.
Give me a real lavaya. Bring you good.
Thank you so much. Tafelev.
This is a song entitled Last Chance, because that's all you get in this life. It's one last chance. It comes from a man named Hobart Smith from Saltville, Virginia. Thank you.
Tonight we're going to do one called Genuine Negro Jig. We named our first Nonesuch record after this tune, and it was actually a tune from the late 1800s that was written down by a guy named Dan Emmett and learned most likely from a black string band family who lived right around the corner from him. And we're going to invite Emily back out to show you another kind of dance that she does, and to this tune.
Thank you.
Well, thank you so much. We've had a really wonderful time playing for y'all tonight. Thank you all so much for being such a wonderful audience. We're gonna have some special guests up for our finale. So we just wanna go ahead and invite them to come on out on stage. We got Della May. And Mr. Jim Lauderdale, where is he at? Here he comes. So they've graciously agreed to help us close out this show. We're gonna get all this together up here.
We're going to be doing a song that you already know. You don't even know that you know this song already. It is entitled, Going Down the Road.
No, we're not doing that yet.
Oh, shoot. What fucking song are we doing?
We're doing two tunes. What did you say?
Oh, I tuned my banjo to the rock.
So we're going to do a couple of tunes for you first. So what do you think? Have y'all had a good Saturday festival afternoon and night? All right. A couple of good chestnuts, oldies but goodies, the City Sawyer and Arkansas Traveler.
Thank you.
And now we're going to do a song for y'all, which I know a lot of y'all know. It's called Going Down the Road Feeling Bad. And before we get into it, just wanted to let you know that we are quite honored to be closing out this stage tonight. And it's been such a journey for us, and we're so happy to be here. We really appreciate y'all sticking around for the whole thing. And if you want to know more about us, you can go to www.carolinatacodrops.com. I'm sure you can go to www.delamay.com. And is there a www.jimlauderdale.com? Check with him afterwards. This has been awesome. This has been so awesome. Thank you. We'll be over there. We do have CDs and t-shirts and all that mess over there. We'll be hanging out over there after the show if you want to come say hello before you go to your campsite or so. Before we do that, we're going to do Going Down the Road Feeling Bad. And if you don't know it, you will know it by the middle, and you will be singing it by the end. So.
Thank you.
You guys are awesome. So we're gonna give you a couple more dance tunes for you. It's called Old Cat Died in Brown's Dream. And we're gonna do them for you. What a great festival this is. What a great festival.
Thank you.
John wrote a letter, he laid it on the table.
No one can read him like old John, read him, let me go.
Oh, read him, John.
Read him.
Read him, John.
Read him.
Read him, John.
Read him. Read him, let me go.
Oh, read him, Johnny.
Read him.
Read him, John.
Read him.
Read him, John.
Read him. Read him, let me go.
It's one by one and a two by two,
three by three and a four by four. No one can read him like old John, read him, let me go.
Read 'em, John.
Read 'em.
Read 'em, John.
Read 'em. Read 'em. Let me go.
Read 'em, Johnny.
Read 'em.
Read 'em, John.
Read 'em.
Read 'em, John.
Read 'em. Read 'em. Let me go.
It's one by one and a two by two,
three by three and a four by four. No one can read 'em like old John. Read 'em. Let me go.
Oh, read 'em, John.
Read 'em.
Read 'em, John.
Read 'em.
Read 'em, John.
Read 'em. Read 'em. Let me go.
Now, read 'em, Johnny.
Read 'em.
Read 'em, John.
Read 'em.
Read 'em, John.
Read 'em. Read 'em. Let me go.
Said John wrote a letter, he laid it on the table.
No one can read 'em like old John. Read 'em. Let me go.
Oh, read 'em, John.
Read 'em.
Read 'em, John.
Read 'em.
Read 'em, John.
Read 'em. Read 'em. Let me go.
Oh, read 'em, Johnny.
Read 'em.
Read 'em, John.
Read 'em.
Read 'em, John.
Read 'em. Read 'em. Let me go.
It's one by one and a two by two,
three by three and a four by four. No one can read 'em like old John. Read 'em, let me go.
Now, now, read 'em, Johnny.
Read 'em.
Read 'em, John.
Read 'em.
Read 'em, John.
Read 'em. Read 'em, let me go.
Oh, read 'em, Johnny.
Read 'em.
Read 'em, John.
Read 'em.
Read 'em, John.
Read 'em. Read 'em, let me go.
Well, we've come to the end of the evening. You've been a great audience, and there are still activities going on. I suppose if you wanted to, you could go down to the dance tent, and them jamming in the city of Grey Fox. Lots of things happening, but whatever you decide to do, please be safe, and we'll see you tomorrow morning here at 10 o'clock with Dry Branch Fire Squad, and see you then. Bye.